Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Draymond Green has the ball, far right corner. Looking for Moses Moody, who had a big night the other night against New York. He'll take his first three and bury it to open this game. 57 seconds in, Warriors on top, 3-0. Got to put the headset on, and Moses, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a little bit, what is working right now so that you guys are comfortable and in rhythm for your three-point shots?
It's rolling, you know. We feed off each other's energy. The defensive side, we getting rebounds. We playing hard. When you do things the right way, somehow the game rewards you for it. So we getting open looks and we're knocking them down.
How much better are you now playing off of the gravity of Steph Curry than maybe when your first year?
It definitely takes some getting used to. It's a different brand of basketball, a different kind of basketball, and you just takes time to adapt to it. But just getting a good feel for where he's at all times, so you know when the screen, you know when you're going to be open, you know when the screen for him so you can be open, just you pick up on tendencies over the time.
And a lot of times, you know, Steve Kerr tells us this all the time, that, you know, he's going to put you on the other team's, you know, most challenging offensive player to start the game. And how much more tape work are you doing to try to, you know, take away what that player does best?
Yeah, you know, you just got to just watching film, watching tendencies. You know, most guys like to do a couple things. So once you get a feel for those, you have your game plan on what you want to force them to do. And then over time, you know, it's the same guys in the NBA a lot of times. So you played them before, you got a feel for his rhythm.
How excited are you when you see that this team is really starting to gel? You've got guys like Melton and Horford that are solidifying the bench crew. How excited are you about this team right now?
Yeah, I'm really excited. As excited as anybody. It's fun to see. Especially behind the scenes, just all the work we're putting in and just trying to figure stuff out, trying stuff. Stuff might not work. Try something else. But to find something and to be rolling, it's cool to see.
Do you have a football team in the playoffs?
I'm rooting for the Niners.
Okay. Well, I won't tell you the score. You'll find out later. But
okay. All right.
They thank you for your support.
All right. I guess I don't then.
Moses, 4 of 6 from 3 tonight, aboard a couple of assists, block shot, and another really good performance out of you and the Warriors. Congratulations on the win.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Moses Moody, our guest. 136-116, the final. Well, the Golden State Warriors, a wire-to-wire win over the Charlotte Hornets tonight. Both teams shot 60% in a torrid third quarter, 43-37. The Warriors outscored the Hornets. And Golden State, again, their defensive rating will take a little bit of a hit, but their offense continues to be stellar. Top five offense the last 14 games coming in. And tonight, more of the same. Warriors did not get Steph Curry going early because Charlotte was not going to let that happen. They were going to make everybody else beat you. And the guy that got the Warriors going offensively was Draymond Green. Draymond hit a couple of threes early. He would finish with 20 points, 4 of 8 from the three-point line, 6 assists, 3 boards. And the Warriors moved on from there. Another great night for the bench. 11 for Al Horford. He was a plus 20 in 18 minutes. D'Anthony Melton, what a revelation he has been. We knew he fit in well last year, the 6-game sample size, and he's just taking that to a new level. 24 points in 21 minutes and 27 seconds, 8 of 16 shooting from the field, 5 of 5 line, 6 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, plus 24. Pajemski, 30 minutes, 16 points, 5 of 9 shooting, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. Buddy Hield, not in the rotation of late. Well, what is he? He's a pro. He comes out early. He had 3 block shots in like his first 7 minutes of court time, tying his career high. Finishes with 14 points, 5 of 8 shooting. He had 3 boards as well. So, again, they get a great job from their bench tonight. A route to the victory. And they really did a nice job, I thought, on the offensive end. Defensively, it was the kind of game, was more of an offensive game. And the Hornets shot 45%, 36 from 3, which is not bad, 16 of 44. But the Warriors shot 44% from 3. 23 threes for Golden State as they continue to rain down threes and at an incredible level. And Draymond, seventh time this year for him, three or more threes. The third 20-point game of the season for Melton, second 20-point game for Draymond, 23s plus for the third consecutive game. First time in franchise history, 10 players with at least one three for the third consecutive game. And no team has had a streak like that since the three-point line was introduced to the NBA. Warriors had 72 bench points. That's a season high. Previous high was 69 in a game against Portland. So this team has found the rotation that works. Amidst all the other chatter that's going around the ball club, they're winning games. They're 11-4 in their last 15 with a top five offense in the association. And so Golden State continues to just do a lot of things right. And I think they've kind of found the way this group of Warriors needs to play. You know, and what happens in the next couple of weeks remains to be seen. But I think this group has found out just how they need to play to win games. And that they're moving the ball, they're in rhythm. And it's been a lot of fun to watch, to be honest with you.